Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And a pleasant good afternoon, Wednesday edition of the Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can find us at stevejonesshow.com. We will find Steve in just a moment in the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We invite you to subscribe to our Steve Jones Show podcast. It's available on both the Apple Podcast app, iTunes, Google Play. Search Steve Jones Show. And we drop the shows right to your mobile device, so you can listen to them anytime, anywhere on demand. And, of course, we always have 3 months of shows archived on our website, stevejonesshow.com. As we move closer to homecoming weekend in Happy Valley, and, of course, tomorrow we'll have the Penn State Coaches Show featuring James Franklin and, of course, Steve, starting at 6:05 on WKOK and WKOK.com. Get Coach Franklin's thoughts on the Nittany Lions as they move toward their Saturday matchup with Sparty, Michigan State, a 3:30 kick, and we'll have the pregame beginning at 2 here on WKOK. Next week it'll be at Indiana, and that'll be a 3:30 kick as well from Bloomington, and a 2 p.m. pregame with Steve and the guys here on WKOK. So we'll be with you live till 5, and then we'll have our late-day news roundup with Matt Catrillo, CBS Sports Radio tonight. And we did mention tomorrow, following the coaches show here on WKOK, we'll have Thursday night NFL football as the Eagles and New York Giants will play, and it'll be bounce back for both of those teams. The Giants coming off that loss against Carolina, and that Graham Gano 63-yard record NFL-tying field goal. It gave the Panthers the win over the Giants, and the Eagles looking to bounce back after their loss over the Vikings, and Kirk Cousins' great performance at the link. So we will have the Westwood One nationwide broadcast on WKOK tomorrow night, the pregame at 8 and the kickoff at 8:20. And if you're an Eagles fan, you can catch Merrill Reese, Mike Quick, Howard Eskin on Eagle 107. The pregame will be tomorrow night at 7 and that 8:20 kick from MetLife Stadium. So coming up here on today's show, we'll have Bucknell head football coach Joe Susan. He'll be with us at 3:35, and we'll get his take on the last non-conference game this Saturday, Bucknell at Monmouth. That'll be on Eagle 107 on Saturday afternoon.
Where Chris Hogan ended up playing football after playing lacrosse at Penn State. I am a fountain of useless knowledge.
Oh, that's very useful.
Not really. All right, so...
Well, it's interesting because when they do the pregame intros, he says, you know, they always emphasize Penn State lacrosse. I've never heard a reference to Monmouth football.
Yeah, that's where he played the 1 year of football, was at Monmouth. Yeah. He had the extra year of eligibility, by the way, because he played 3 years of lacrosse here. See, that's how they got around it. Ah, there you go. I think he was a medical redshirt 1 year. Hey, just when you think you thought you knew it all.
No. Never.
Let's see. Neil Coulong today, right? And we're going to revisit with Mark Wogenrich today. And also coming up tomorrow, will be our high school roundtable. Also coming up tomorrow, Chris Soleri, Detroit Free Press. And yes, we did get a hold of Lisa Salters from ESPN, who will be the grand marshal of the parade this week. And coming up on Friday, it looks like DJ Dozier is going to join me here in the Sunbury Motors studio. And is there somebody else we have on Friday? Help me out here.
I believe we have a Northeastern USA business entrepreneur be joining us.
A.K.A. the King.
Yeah.
Who right now is panicking his brains out. He's panicking his brains out. He can't believe he's in last place.
But he's still at 500. He is not below 500.
Yeah, but this is where, again, he has lived in the seat of the lead dog.
Yeah.
And now he's finding out what the rest of us have known the last few years and trailing him. The view does not change. It's not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, I have to text him our games. I've had the games lined up here for the last couple of days. I'll have to text him our list. I'll make sure he gets it.
Interesting.
It may sound like we're plotting something, but we're not.
Oh, believe me, like this show is like so much on the fly, it's unreal. All right, so again,
it makes it more organic and fresh. How about that?
Sure, in the staff meeting that sounds great. Absolutely. Sounds terrific. Now, let's get to the guest list. Joe Susan today, then Neil Coulong, Mark Wogerich. Tomorrow, Zach Showers on Sealands Grove, Greg Wetzel on Lewisburg, and either Kevin or Coach Hort on Chickalamy, and they've got Southern Columbia this week. Then we'll have Chris Soleri on Detroit Free Press. Then we'll follow that up with Lisa Salters from ESPN. On Friday, DJ Dozier, and of course, the King, all leading into the weekend. We've got Southern Columbia Chickalamy here on Friday night. Sealands Grove will be on Eagle 107, and Lewisburg will be on 100.9 The Valley. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Giants play tomorrow night. That is on Eagle 107 tomorrow night with Merrill, Mike, and Howard. The Steelers will be on 100.9 The Valley on Sunday at Cincinnati. Sans Le'Veon Bell. It's a really, really big game for the Steelers. Huge game. Bell, he's a no-show.
That's correct.
But we'll come back after the bye week.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. That's really great.
You're right, though. Big game for the Steelers on Sunday. They lose that, then they're 2.5 behind the Bengals.
Right, exactly. Look, it becomes a huge problem, right? And the bottom line is, what's he putting first? He's putting himself first in all this. Look, I understand you want the money. I got that. Sean and I have a great time doing this show. We hope that you have as much fun as we do. And we love the business of radio and so forth. But there's also a bottom line. We get paid to do this. We get paid to do this. You know, but we do enjoy doing it. Right? So I understand he wants to get paid. But at the same time, I mean, there comes a certain point where I have a real question about... It goes back to that old Roy Firestone joke. You ever hear Roy Firestone doing his impersonation of Keith Jackson? And Jackson was not like this, by the way. He says, whoa, what does college football mean? What does college football mean to me? Oh, about $5 million a year contractually. You know, so...
Oh, Nelly.
What does it mean? Well, it means about $5 million a year contractually. So, you know, it's... I don't know. I don't know. If you're a Steeler fan, you got to be disgusted by this whole thing. Well, I think I'll come back. I think, I mean, again, if they were playing the Jets, okay, the Jets. So let's take a nondescript, not performing well, non-division game. I don't think this would be a topic of conversation. You're playing the division leader who's 4-1, a team you need to beat. You're at a crossroads in your season where you're coming off a really good performance against Atlanta, winning 41-17. Now you've got to go to play the division leader, where if you beat them, now they're 4-2, you're 3-2-1, gap close. Or if you lose, they're 5-1, you're 2-3-1. The dynamics change in week 6 of the season.
And adding this in too, you've got a very confident team in Cincinnati. I mean, they've got some, you know, you just wait for the Bengals to turn into the Bungles. Well, that hasn't happened so far this year. They had a great win over the Falcons. And they're playing with some belief.
Evidently, everybody's had a great win over the Falcons so far.
Yeah. That's what happens when Matt Ryan doesn't have great offensive line play.
No, but I'm just saying, but this game has meaning coming up.
Sure does.
It doesn't mean enough to him to come back. To me, that point screams volumes. You're in week 6. You're at a crossroads. A win makes you 3-2-1 and changes the dynamics of the race. You're a half game out of first place by winning. You lose. They're 5-1. You're 2-3-1. That's a different gap. You're 2.5 games back. Meanwhile, he's lallygagging, doing whatever he is down in Florida, right? Right? Cares more about himself than he does about his team. That is an issue, as far as I'm concerned. Again, if they were playing the Jets, non-division game,
or maybe the Bills or Arizona,
somebody's struggling, whatever, this wouldn't even be a topic of conversation. Well, you know, he'll come back during the bye week or whatever. Except the dynamics of the week have now changed. Who you're playing, where you're playing them, what it means, where you are, because after game 6, you are now 38% into the season. And this game this week, which I perceive as being an early October important game or a mid-October important game, I think it is, based on how the standings are shaping up, it's not important enough for him to come back for. I know everybody has to, quote, get theirs. I got that. I'm all for anybody getting paid whatever they can get paid. Right? Okay? Be honest with you, if they ever pulled me aside and said, hey, what does Sean mean? I would do everything I could to get Sean as much money as possible because of what he means to me and what he means to the show. That's me. Now, it's up to them as to whether they think they can make it happen. I mean, that's a different circumstance. But, you know, in terms of pure value, I mean, you can't put a value on Sean. All right? At least to me, you can't. All right? But Sean would never say, I'm not doing the show because I'm not getting paid enough. He would never do that. Bell was going to make $14.5 million this season. Okay? He was not taking a vow of poverty to somehow gut out the year. Now you got a big game coming up.
Also, you got coming up later this month the NFL trade deadline. It just makes you wonder behind closed doors if there's any teams that are contacting the Steelers that may need a running back. What team can I think of that needs a running back?
But I'm telling you right now, you're not going to get value.
Exactly.
You're not going to get value for him. If I'm the Steelers, I hang on to him. The heck with this. They're going to give me a 6th-round pick. Oh, whoop-dee-doo. I get a 6th-round pick. Oh, maybe I'll get Brady at pick 199.
I would probably think they would want something higher than a 6, or they'd
it doesn't matter that what you want; it's what you're offered. Yeah. I can't picture them getting offered anything higher than a 5 or a 6 for him, because again, you've got to sign him to keep him long term. So how are you going to do that? How are you going to sign him? How are you going to? You can't do it.
Well, then you got the teams in the league are thinking, oh boy, we need to think about what we're going to do here. Maybe he'll do the same thing to us down the line.
I mean, now, you can pick him up, and guess what you can do? You can franchise him. You can franchise him again because you're a new organization, and it'll be 120% of what he made this year. I think that's why he's picking the bye week to come back. Because by picking the bye week to come back, it still would keep him at a relative salary at 120%. Uh-huh. We think of such things here. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Do new car prices scare you?
Then you haven't been to Sunbury Motors Kia.
We want to see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
Sunbury Motors Kia takes the scariness out of new car shopping with 20 new 2018 Kias under 20 grand. They make it easy and affordable to own a new Kia. Choose from 2018 Kia Fortes, Souls, Rios, and Optimas. Kia is the home of America's best value. The 2019 Kia models will be rolling in, and Sunbury Motors Kia needs to move the 2018s now. All include Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. New car shopping? Don't be scared. Come to Sunbury Motors Kia and choose from 20 new 2018 Kias under 20 grand. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotorskia.com.
Tax and tax extra. Offer expire 10/31/18. Restrictions apply. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
All right, great to have you with us. Joe Susan coming up in a few minutes. We'll talk about Monmouth and Bucknell. Looking forward to that with Joe Susan coming up and then Neil Kulong on the Steelers' march to the Super Bowl. So you think I'm being sarcastic about that?
Sure. That's what it sounds like to me. But I guess we'll find out later.
Maybe I am.
And then the thing with Antonio Brown, that story that broke within the last 24, 30 hours with the information we received from TMZ that took place back in the spring in Florida when he was throwing furniture out in an apartment. So
it was all, look, you act like it's a big deal. It was only 14 floors.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, come on. It's only 14 floors. You made it seem like it was 100.
It reminds me of a video game. You could morph this into Antonio's furniture toss. It's kind of like Donkey Kong. You're trying to walk up the ramp as you're jumping over barrels and trying to avoid fire, and you're trying to go up the steps and you're avoiding vases and end tables and sofas as you're trying to make your way up to the 14th floor.
Other than that,
really
good.
Name of a video game. Game or a game show.
Yeah, exactly.
AB furniture toss.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, looking forward to it.
I was just thinking about it too much this morning and I tried to make I needed to get a laugh out of it somewhere. So
that ought to do it.
I'm now to that point where, okay, what other dramatic issue is going to pop up that we can kind of make a little fun out of just to get through the season?
Yeah, and if you win this week, you're a half game out.
We'll take it. One at a time.
I mean, that's the big part.
And you're going into the bye, and you take that into the bye week too, which is big.
But again, that's my problem with Le'Veon Bell. My problem with Le'Veon Bell is that simple. I don't get it. You know, it's like, I mean, don't tell me how much you care about your guys. You don't care that much about them. You're a no-show. I mean, that's how I look at it. I mean, if you think I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I got it.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Next half hour, it'll be Neil Kulong. Final half hour with Mark Wogan, Rich Allentown morning call. Tomorrow, our high school roundtable, the preview, Shikellamy, Lewisburg, and Sealands Grove. Also tomorrow, Chris Soleri, Detroit Free Press, Lisa Salters from ESPN tomorrow, and coming up on Friday, DJ Dozier. Joining us now, it is Joe Susan, the head football coach at Bucknell. Joe, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
It's good to be back, Steve. I appreciate you guys adapting to our fall break schedule, and we had 2 days of preseason, Monday and Tuesday, and it was like preseason weather too.
Yeah, and that's great. It's been great preseason weather wise. Have you had a real opportunity to sit back a little bit and self evaluate, where you're looking at the pluses that you can build upon? Well, obviously doing the obvious that the world talks about. The world always talks about what you need to correct, but there's also positives to build upon. When you've self-evaluated, what have you seen?
What I've seen is, and it didn't strike me until last week going into the game when I looked at our final game depth chart. We had three seniors on offense, three seniors on defense. And you wind up being a young team because there's no redshirt capability other than injury, and those are the things that, from a standpoint of how I look at things, the development and how hard our guys play. If our guys weren't playing hard, I'd be really concerned. And we played a very good team in the Colgate game and played them tough through the first half. And then our defense wound up being on the field too long. We had some opportunities in the scoring zone offensively. We've got to take advantage of that. But I've seen Logan Bitterkofer take steps. I've seen Jared Cooper become a much better running back. He's always been a good runner. Some of the things he did in protection and blocking in the Colgate game, there were times he cut Nick Wheeler, and Nick, I think, is the best defensive player we have in the league. So those are the things that give us some encouragement. And the word patience is something that it's always a virtue, obviously, but it's not something that goes along with college football sometimes.
Right.
And but having been at this for a while and seeing that how hard our guys play, how hard they practice, it's a tribute to our coaches and the young men on our team.
And because you've been around this for as long as you have been around it, you can see certain things. Do you see the semblance of a foundation that is forming moving forward that you can build upon that gives you pause to say, you know what, we're on the right track in a lot of areas?
I do, and you know what is unique about the way our schedule is, we have one more out-of-league game against Monmouth this week, and then we go into the league. And in looking at how we compare to the other teams in the league, that comparison is going to put us in a position where, as we continue to improve, we'll actually get some guys back as we get forward, as we move forward. We have a chance to make some noise in the league. And I told this, you know, the thing that I will not do is paint a picture that we can't follow through on, because then the kids look at you funny. But after the game, the Colgate game, I said, it's real hard for a team to run the rack in the league. You know, rarely does that happen, that somebody goes undefeated in the league. So if we take care of our business and put ourselves in a position to win one game at a time, one week at a time, who knows what happens in the league? And I know that that's reinforced by our captains. I know that's reinforced by our coaches. So, and young guys get better. I've talked about this before. You love to get them birthdays. Sometimes you got to condense their birthdays, but I've been telling kids it's their birthday. I go, Coach, that's not my birthday. I say, yes, it is. And they don't know what I'm saying. But, yeah, our guys work hard, and they practice hard. We just got to win.
Right. Yeah, you also had six drive starts inside your own 20. Now, that you and I both know that offensively, I mean, you're grinding hard, but long drives are not, at the moment, the forte. What does field position mean to your offense?
Because of the way we're structured offensively, it means a lot. We did take more shots over the top offensively, and we hit a couple. I think those are the things that are going to be important moving forward. Being able to, even if you don't hit them, to send a signal to the guys that we're playing against that we're going to take these shots. And what it does is it loosens the line of scrimmage. It helps your run game. And along the course of a long field, somewhere along the way, if you're not getting explosive plays, you're going to run into a third down that becomes unmanageable, and that third and 7-9 or above. And that makes it hard. You know, obviously that's a advantage defense. Good thing about the Colgate game, we only had 3 penalties. Obviously you don't want any. But we can't overcome negative yardage plays, and we had a few of those. And that's hard. That's hard for any offense when you're behind the sticks, especially when you don't have a field position advantage. I thought Colgate did a very good job at driving the field. They were patient, like I thought they would be. And their offense plays through defense and vice versa. I thought their punter did an outstanding job. We anticipated him averaging about 35 going in without a wind. We didn't have a wind, but he really got much better elevation in this game against us. And some of it has to do with the way they approach us. We approach them. It's a unique rivalry. A lot of the young men on their team, on our team, were cross-recruited by the opposite school. So it's a healthy rivalry. I respect how they do things. I've said this before, they play the game the right way, and certainly like to beat them, and they know we're coming after them. One of the things that I did text Dan Hunt, their head coach, there are a couple situations where they put Nick Wheeler in as an outside linebacker. I said that should be illegal. but he texted me back. He said, "You guys are the toughest game we play in terms of physical game, and that this is the most ice packs I've seen on my team so far this year." And I'd rather have a win than ice packs, but there's mutual respect between the two teams.
Let me get to the offense defense part of it, because that's something I've talked about. I haven't talked about it in a while, but I've been around teams where there's no question you had to play defense a bit differently because of what your offense could and could not do. Have you been forced at times to play defense a bit differently, maybe not be as aggressive at times, try and keep the ball in front of you at times, because you know that your offense still is a work in progress?
We have. We cannot be in a track meet mentality.
Yep.
Because we're not going to win the track meets. Our defense plays it pretty close to the vest in terms of. But they, if we were to sit in a defense, it would not be good. We are a movement pressure oriented defense, and we are going to hit you. And they hit a home run on us. It was a 3-deep, 3-under thing where they hit a crosser that they. The young man, his name is Owen Rocket, which is a great name for a receiver.
Yeah.
But we have our pressure schemes have some man-to-man in it, and with Brian Marine on the field, we can do that.
Right.
But do we alter what we do defensively in relation to our offense? No. One of the things that we've done offensively that I'd like to do more of as we grow offensively is run more tempo, and we don't do that because of some of the developmental things that we're working on offensively. What you risk with tempo is 3 and out, and then your defense is on the field for a long time.
Yeah, 3 and out in 45 seconds.
Exactly.
That's the big part of it. Okay, so you got Monmouth coming up. Go out of the conference one more time. They're 3-2 on the year. When you've looked at the tape of them, what do you think?
Very explosive offensively, similar to what they were last year. Many of the guys carry over from last year. Different defensively, though. They've graduated a number of their guys. A lot of the guys are guys we know about in the recruiting process, and a lot of the guys are guys that our guys know. So another group that is really talented athletically, and they have given up a lot of points. I think that they're averaging, and they played Eastern Michigan, but they're averaging somewhere around 39 points per game. They're giving up 440. One of the things that's different about them compared to last year is that they have not created turnovers, and we've got to do our job in terms of not letting them improve that statistic. But they're still very explosive offensively. They have a wide receiver named Reggie White Jr., who no relation, but right. very explosive. And then a young man that played quarterback in high school, Vinny Grasso, who's a wide receiver who will be, if not the fastest, one of the fastest guys on the field. And the running backs just run through you.
Look, there's going to be a pressure no matter what that's self-imposed. Joe Susan wants to coach as close to perfect a game as possible. Your staff wants to coach as perfect a game as possible. Your players want to play as perfect as possible. Is there a pressure on the players because of the current margin of error? And it's only current. It's going to change as time goes. Do you get concerned that they feel there's a pressure to be perfect?
You know what? We talked a lot about that in the Colgate game and before the Colgate game, because that's one of the mistakes that we made and I let happen 2 years ago or last year when we played Colgate. We were so uptight about the meaning of this game. I think it's an advantage of playing with young guys. They don't mm-hmm. feel it. They don't feel it, and that's good. And I think a lot of it's how we approach it as coaches. No, we can't let that, because then you will make mistakes. And we talk to them about playing with the confidence of your preparation, and they do an outstanding job of preparing. Obviously, if you don't have some pre-event anxiety, you should get your heart checked. I always felt that way in games, and I wanted to make my first contact count, you know. And everybody has contact in a different way. The quarterback's different than the offensive line, but they stay after it, but they don't get too uptight. And I think that's how, you know, if you, especially with a young crowd, if you get them to the point where they're uptight, they're going to make mistakes, and then they're going to fold when the adversity strikes, and adversity and momentum is. Especially at this level in this league, you're going to hit adversity in every game. It's not somebody's going to blow out somebody. But our kids have done a great job of preparing, and I credit our coaches in many ways for keeping them centered and keeping them focused without getting them uptight.
I'll leave you with this. Joe Paterno told me a story years ago of going to a preseason Packers game to be around Vince Lombardi. So obviously this is in the 60s. That's a preseason game. And Lombardi's pacing back and forth, back and forth. And Joe said to him, he says, Coach, he says, you seem nervous. He goes, I'm like this before every game. It was a preseason game. That's the way he was.
Yeah.
You know? So
I have a Lombardi book in it. One of the quotes that got me was that he came home from practice with a high fever. The doctor said that he shouldn't go back on the field. And both the doctor and his wife said he's going back on the field tomorrow, even if it's higher. And that's Lombardi.
Is that the book When Pride Mattered?
No, this is just a motivation book
Lombardi.
Book? Yeah. It's outstanding.
Okay. I'm going to have to read that because I read When Pride Mattered. And and that was really, really good.
There's a lot of Lombardi in all of us, though.
No, there is. Look, if you're somebody who wants to be really good at anything, you have to be committed and passionate about it. I don't care whether it's about your family, and you can be passionate and committed to multiple things, not just one thing. Your family, your friends, your profession, your team. You know, you can't be really good at anything unless you've got a passion for it inside of you.
That's right. It's got to burn. If it doesn't burn, you better do something else. And there's a lot of people that humans love comfort. They want the path of least resistance, and usually what that leads to is mediocrity, and that is not something that we tolerate, nor is that something that we want our kids to let be a part of their lives, because we're doing this for a bigger picture. Obviously, you want them to be successful as student-athletes, but somewhere along the way, when you and I turn 39, we're going to hand this world off to somebody, and they better do it right.
Exactly. But we're not going to do it till you and I both get to 39.
39, all right. My man. All right.
Joe, well said. Absolute pleasure. Good luck this weekend at Monmouth.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Sean. You guys take care.
Good
Have
game,
a good
coach.
Day.
You got it.
Bye.
Hey, football coach Joe Susan of Bucknell. They play at Monmouth. You'll hear it on Eagle 107 with Doug and Kev coming up Saturday afternoon. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors. Well, we just got a commercial break education. He wouldn't dignify our comments about his work ethic. I won't even dignify that. We're like, okay, I'm from Missouri. Show me.
I could have sworn you were from Connecticut, but anyway.
I mean, believe me, I moved to Missouri after I started dealing with him. All right, show me. I'm putting out fires everywhere. Oh, yeah, he was complaining to you about some tag that was supposed to be for the Indiana football game.
Well, the one after that.
Yeah, and then, well, the one after that, we're not even going to dignify that. I'm not going to do two recordings in case it's wrong. I could assume in a lot of games. So he wanted to know if you sent it. And, of course, you sent it to him at 5:14 on Monday. So he's going on and on and on about where he was at 5:14 on Monday.
I can't remember getting that.
But. Right. And so, as I said to you, I said, you do know it's Wednesday now, right? It's been sitting there for 2 days. Oh, where do we find these people? All right. I know he's in the hallway shaking his head.
He is now.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But
clearing his throat, going back to the office.
And in a related note, when it comes to digital media, I understand his bowling score has gone up. So, I mean, it's, you know.
Well, leagues just start within the last month, so yeah, brand new season.
Yeah, okay. Got to practice during the day. All right, so. We'll talk about the Steelers with Neil Coulong next half hour. Mark Wogenrich, final half hour. Did he commit to the high school roundtable tomorrow?
As far as I know, he's in for tomorrow. I should have asked him while he was standing back here, but.
Well, what are the odds he forgets?
That's true.
Or didn't know about it. And if not, it's Coach Hort. And then Zach Showers on Sealands Grove and Greg Wetzel on Lewisburg. That's tomorrow, first half hour. Next half hour tomorrow will be Chris Soleri, Detroit Free Press, covering Michigan State football. Lisa Salters of ESPN, final half hour. Grand Marshal of the Penn State Homecoming Parade. Friday includes DJ Dozier and also the King with his picks. And then on Monday, we'll record the kickoff and airtime for the Iowa game. Once they tell us what it is.
That's right.
It's amazing how he tells you to do work that you don't have to do.
Putting apples ahead of the cart.
Right. Okay, instead of what if it's different and now I have to do it twice. It was okay for me to waste my time. Okay. I always love when people act like they're the busiest guy in the face of the earth. And you're like, no. Okay. He's in his office shaking his head again. All right. I also found his response to when you asked him whether he went to Shikellamy practice or not to be enlightening. I sensed it was a no.
Okay, we got a probably, I think so, from the suit for tomorrow.
Well, another reason for me to live. All right.
All right, I'll call Horty.
Just make sure he's on hold, ready to go.
Horty answers my calls in two rings or less. I love
it's amazing.
That. I know.
And not only that, we have had some great conversations with him. Great conversations. And concise. Neil Coulong next half hour, then Mark Wogenrich, Chris Soleri, Lisa Salters in the roundtable tomorrow. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.